It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, April 2, 2015. With Easter just a few days away, we remember that on this date in 1877, Easter Monday, the traditional public White House Easter egg roll was to begin in Washington, D.C. It didn't, though, and we shall soon learn why. It seems there were Easter egg roll festivities prior to that, and the original site was the grounds of the U.S. Capitol building. By the mid-1870s, the egg-rolling event on the West Terraces had become well-known as the children turned the Capitol grounds into their Easter Monday playground. The first egg rolls, largely family affairs, seemed to have been held during the administration of President Andrew Johnson. Children in the president's family dyed eggs on Sunday for the Monday rolling, and the First Lady would watch from the South Portico. Although small groups of children were reported on the White House grounds during the presidency of General Ulysses S. Grant, the majority of this activity and the all-day picnics that accompanied it took place at the Capitol. The workers and tourists watched in fascination as the children rolled both their hard-boiled eggs and themselves down the lush green hills. The egg roll activity of 1876 took such a toll on the landscape that Congress passed a law forbidding the Capitol grounds to be used in this way. The law was to be enforced first in 1877, but that Easter Monday rain poured down, canceling the outdoor activities and sending the egg rollers indoors to play. On Easter Saturday of 1878, a small announcement in the local press informed the children that the new law would be enforced. President Hayes was unfamiliar with the activity because his first Easter Monday as president had been rained out the year before. Quickly brought up to speed by his staff, he issued an official order that should any children arrive to roll eggs on Easter Monday, they were to be allowed to do so. The president and his wife, Lucy, officially opened the White House grounds to the children of the area for egg rolling that Easter Monday, and successive presidents have continued the tradition. The event has been held on the South Lawn ever since. This fun time has been canceled on occasion only because of poor weather and during the two world wars. However, even during wartime, intrepid young egg rollers have been spotted on the grounds surrounding the Washington Monument, the National Zoo, and they've even returned to the Capitol grounds despite the congressional ban. The children attending the event nowadays take part in many newer activities, but rolling a hard-boiled egg across the lawn is still the highlight of the day. Presidents and first ladies have personally greeted the egg rollers, as have members of the cabinet, athletes, musicians, celebrities from film, television, and theater, and of course, the official White House Easter Bunny is on hand too. At the end of the day, as the children say goodbye, each receives a special souvenir wooden egg signed by the President and the First Lady and departs with fond memories of this happy White House tradition. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 2, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.